Stop number three, Florentina Farfán's house. This house is one of the oldest standing buildings in the town. As we can see, it represents the typical rural housing of the Argentine Northwest by the end of the 19th century, which combines pre-Hispanic techniques with colonial architecture. It is built with the stone walls covered in clay, with a gable roof, which in this area is known as a scissor-shaped roof or bull's back due to its curved shape in the center. The materials include local resources such as stone or pirca and clay, but also foreign materials such as wood, which was brought from the valleys as it was not abundant in the region. In this case, the scissor-shaped roof, reminiscent of Spanish architecture, is supported by cardon wood beams, and its peculiar steep shape responds to the length of the logs a donkey could carry, 3 meters. The door is also made of cardon, this time brought from Puerta de Corral Quemado, more than 200 kilometers away. The walls, built with the stones that the pre-Hispanic inhabitants of the region called pirca, are joined with mud mortar. The technique, together with the quadrangular-shaped enclosures, continue the architectural plans of the last indigenous period before the Spanish conquest, the late Inca period. The layout of the house reflects its domestic use, small rooms that do not communicate with each other and were only used for resting. They are arranged around a central patio with the toilet outside. The furniture consisted of some built-in shelves, an estrado or platform that hides and blankets to sleep on, and a kitchen with a fireplace, which was only used in the winter, since during the rest of the year, all activities were carried out outside the house.